Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone, on our family meeting on travel. Who's going to come out and play for a few minutes while you're on vacation? Call in and take us on your trip. Let's live in the moment and see if anyone is listening who is traveling or on vacation right now. 212-433-WNYC. We did arrange for a couple of people to call in to get this kicked off. Kate from Westchester is at Acadia National Park in Maine this week. Hi, Kate. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I love your show.
Thank you, and thanks for giving us a few minutes for this. Where are you right now?
So right now, I'm in Bar Harbor because we were in the national park but had no service, and we were looking forward to chatting. So we ran into town real quick so that we could tell your listeners about our trip.
And what would make your trip to Acadia a success?
Well, I think we've already had a success because we try to get a little bit unplugged away from the hustle and bustle and the heat. I heard how hot it is in New York, and it's about 70 degrees here. So just the relaxation and getting away from the city is nice.
What's the best thing you've done so far?
I think the best thing we've done so far is yesterday we went on a beautiful hike up Beach Mountain, which involves some ladder rungs, some heights. My boyfriend's a little bit scared, so it's always good to push yourself a little bit. And then we jumped in the Echo Lake right at the bottom of the cliff. So beautiful day in the sun and just relaxation all around.
Kate, have fun at Acadia. Thanks a lot for giving us a few minutes. Enjoy yourself.
Anytime. Thanks, Brian.
And we also have ready to go here Toby and Michelle at Disney World in Florida with their three sons. Hi, Toby. Hi, Michelle. You both there?
Just Toby here right now because we're on a cell.
So, Toby, where are you right now?
I am in the Wilderness Lodge Resort poolside with all of our luggage, unfortunately ready to head back to Amtrak and come back home to New Jersey.
You went to Florida by train?
We did, yeah. We do this. We come here maybe one to three times per year. We're Vacation Club members. And we discovered a while back that it was as economical and way more fun to drive our family to just outside of D.C. and get onto the Amtrak auto train where they load your car up. And you get sort of a bedroom, and then the kids get to hang out on the choo-choo, and sort of the adults, and, you know, come overnight for 20 hours rather than driving. And then when you get here, you don't have to rent a car because you have one, you know, versus some of the chaos and the TSA and everything else. It's actually kind of a mini adventure in itself.
How old are your kids?
One is 12 weeks old, one is 3 years old, and one will be 7 in a couple of weeks.
You went to Disney World with a 12-week-old?
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. We've been here, well, pregnant a couple of times. We've been here with almost newborns. It's a challenge, especially with this many now.
It sounds like you're really into Disney World.
You know, it's funny because we've been sort of your typical Brooklynite Williamsburgers, the least likely people to love Disney our whole lives. But as soon as we started having kids, we discovered what a great place this was. They just make things so easy.
What's the best thing and what's the worst thing you did in Disney World this week?
The worst thing was definitely walking around in the I don't even know how hot heat and being the dad who has to push everybody when they're tired, which seems to be all the time. The best thing was probably watching the U.S. World Cup match yesterday in a bar at our resort full of other families with all the kids sort of mingling and having fun while the parents all cheered and then cried.
I had the experience yesterday watching the second half in the gym on the treadmill, and I've never seen anything like that because you know how the gyms are where everybody, you know, at least in the one that I belong to, has your own personal TV monitor at whatever your own thing is, right? If you're on the treadmill or if you're on the whatever, people have their own personal TVs. The room, instead of being a room full of cats doing their own thing and their own headphones and their own little worlds, it was a room as one. Even though we all had our headphones on because that was the only way to hear the televisions, everybody, all the men, all the women, everybody was watching the same thing, was watching the game. People were cheering and ooing and groaning. It was so weird for a gym where everybody was in their own space. But there you go. And you had it as a communal experience at Disney World. Toby, good luck to the family. Enjoy Amtrak on the way home, and thanks for checking in with us.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right. Who else is going to come out and play? Call in and take us on your trip. Call in if you're on vacation right now. Anna is in Paris. Are you really?
I am. I can't believe I'm on the radio with you right now.
I can't believe you're listening to us from Paris. How come?
Well, I just woke up from a nap because I got here at 6:55 in the morning, and I flew all night. I didn't really sleep on the plane, so I listened to the radio. I listened to you to get my day going usually. So I couldn't understand any of the radio here.
But you don't get the Paris weather. You just find out it's going to be 90 degrees in New York.
Yeah, well, it is beautiful here, and they're doing construction outside of my. I'm an artist, so I couldn't afford anything fancy, but I've saved up a lot over the past couple months, and I'm here for my own solo art show in Paris.
Yay! What are you
from North Carolina?
Are you doing that today?
No, I hang the work on the 7th, and the show starts the 8th of July through August 7th.
What's your work like?
Oh, it's a little provocative. It's mostly figurative, pretty colorful, and never boring.
There's your blurb for your leaflet.
Yeah.
A little provocative.
I'm not the best at talking about it, but
never boring.
I work on that.
And what are you going to do today? What are you going to do today in Paris?
Well, I'm going to walk over to the gallery and see it for the first time, and then I'm going to walk to the Basilica, the Sacre du Cœur. I don't speak French, so that was my best effort.
But you're going to see this?
Sacre bleu. Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of walking around and looking at beautiful churches and stuff.
Awesome, Anna. So. Have fun. Thanks for checking in. Good morning.
Thank you. Can I mention the gallery name?
Yeah.
It's Nouvelle Organon.
Do you know what street it's on or anything?
It's on Rue Mueller, which I know I'm
M-O-U-L-E-R?
M-U-L-L-E-R.
Okay.
And it's, the show is starting July 8th, and it'll be up for a month.
For all our other Paris listeners, go see Anna's show. Anna, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Stephanie is on vacation, calling in from where? Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I'm in the Sierra Nevada mountains near Auberry, California.
Wow. Where are you specifically right now?
I am in a beautiful house right on the border of the National Forest.
What's it like?
It's serene. Probably at night a little, I wouldn't say scary, but I hear rattlesnakes sometimes, which is, not what you hear in Long Island.
Do they actually rattle?
Yes, they do.
So at least they warn you.
True, and those days I stay inside. I'm.
And how come you're listening to this show out there?
Well, I'm from New York, and I'm a regular listener. I love your show, so I needed to hear it.
I'm honored.
I go online.
What are you going to do today?
Today, I will likely just walk around on my beautiful grounds and garden and refill the pond and check out to make sure. They've had a drought here for quite some time, so I'm actually...
For about 50 years.
Yeah. checking out house sitting and checking out some plants and making sure they're staying healthy.
I hear that hushed, I'm really in the country tone in your voice. So I hope we don't ruin it for you by being Manhattan-based public radio. Stephanie, thanks for checking in. Have a great time.
Thank you.
And Glenn, you're on WNYC. Are you on vacation?
Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Oh, hey.
Where are you?
Yes, we're on the West Side Highway. We just loaded up the car, and we are heading to the White Mountains.
Oh, you're in like the first 5 minutes of your vacation.
We are in the blissful first 5 minutes. We are starting to breathe. We feel like we don't have to rush to be anywhere, and it is the best feeling in the world.
Just wait till you get, if you go to New Hampshire, what are you doing? You're going to go to the Merritt and then 91 and that kind of thing?
Exactly right. We love that ride up 91 up through Vermont. We'll stop in Vermont for lunch And then we wind up in North Conway, which is, of course, just to the foot of the presidential range. And we're going to hike. We hike every day. We stay in what was a very rich person's summer cottage, which has been converted into a beautiful bed and breakfast. They provide terrific breakfast and dinner. And so we hike all day, come back to a nice dinner. They have a hot tub and a swimming pool. And so we rough it during the day, but at night we treat ourselves. And then we get up the next day and we do it all over again.
I love that drive, especially when you get north of Hartford. It takes a while because you have to get – but once you get –
You know the drive.
I do actually know that drive. Well, my son went to college in New Hampshire, so I did it a lot. And so it takes until you get north of Hartford. But then once you get north of Hartford, all of a sudden it's like – and it's so quiet out there.
My wife and I had the same conversation this morning. Once you pass that Hartford complex – and then you start to get into southern Vermont, it is just, it's like nothing else in the world. We love that part of the world. We go up to the White Mountains regularly.
Who's in the car with you? Who's in the car with you? Just your wife? Just two of you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, but
all right.
We're going to listen to you all the way up.
Glenn, have a great time. Thanks for checking in. Casey's calling from Berlin. Do I have that right, Casey?
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Casey. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in the hallway of my apartment so that I can be closer to the internet router because I'm calling from Skype because the internet in my really old apartment walls doesn't go through that well. So even though I live in just a one big room studio, the connection's really bad on the other side of a thick wall because this building's from like 18 something.
And what are you going to do today?
Well, later today I'm going to go to this place called the Wagenplatz, which is like a wagon community in the middle of a forest in the middle of the city in Berlin, because some friends live there and there's a film festival and it's summer in Berlin, so you get hours upon hour of sunlight. The sun doesn't go down until like 11.
And why are you listening to the show there in Berlin? Why aren't you listening to some kind of German radio?
Well, there is NPR Berlin, but my radio doesn't get the signal, and I listen to my dad on the radio on Wins every day on the internet, and I listen to my brother on KQED on the internet, and I listen to you on the internet because it's nice to be here but also be home at the same time.
Totally cool. Casey, have fun in Berlin today, and thanks to all of you from calling from all corners of the world, from all elevations, it sounds like, from all different modes of transportation. That was fun for me. I hope it was fun for everybody to listen to. Thanks for taking us on your trip if you're on vacation right now. It's our family meeting. It's our family meeting on travel on The Brian Lehrer Show. Up next, your stories of traveling while black or brown. Take my hand.